Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman.
Hi, kids. It's Joel Cheeseman of the Chad and Cheese podcast, and this is The Shred for August 11th, 2020. The Shred is a bite-sized bit of recruitment news to help make sure you're in the know, even if you're on the go. The Shred is brought to you today by Recruitology. Recruitology uses artificial intelligence to connect employers with the right talent through programmatic job distribution, passive candidate matching, and now virtual career fairs. Learn more by going to recruitology.com/employers. Now to the news. When Google Plus failed to dethrone Facebook as the world's social media of choice and then got outbid by Microsoft for LinkedIn, the world has been waiting to see what Big G would do next to compete in the online directory game. Hire by Google looked like it could have been a contender, but that's gone. This week, however, news out of India shows signs that Google is not giving up on the people profile business. TechCrunch reports Google is now testing something they're calling, ready for this, people cards. In the world's second biggest population, that's probably not a bad test subject. I describe them as business cards that users would see if your name was searched on Google. Users can create people cards about themselves by signing into their Google account and then looking up their name on Google search. This will prompt a new option called Add Me to Search or Get Started. Tapping this will open a form that asks users to provide a bio or description of themselves, their picture, which is going to be by default their picture on the Google account, links to their website and social media profiles, and optionally, their phone number, address, work, and education details, as well as an email address. Said Lauren Clark, product manager for search at Google, in a blog post, quote, "For the millions of influencers, entrepreneurs, prospective employees, self-employed individuals, freelancers, or anyone else out there who wants to be discovered, we hope this new search feature will help the world find them," end quote. It's unclear how Google will treat people named like, you know, John Smith, but they seem confident that they'll be able to handle the spam and whatnot. Is this finally going to be Google's nut punch to LinkedIn? Be sure to tune into the weekly show as we dig into this news and much more from the world of recruiting. Big thanks to Recruitology for supporting The Shred. Recruitology brings machine learning and AI to virtual job fairs, candidate matching, and programmatic job distribution. You can learn more today by going to recruitology.com/employers. Cheeseman out.
Adios, turd nuggets.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.